God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. We would please give me volume, help me. We will go off our prayer course a little. I was trying to read the message you sent to me. I perceive that the tussle around the kingship in our town is opening certain gates. Do you have a, we have a loudspeaker outside, right? Okay. So, what I perceive is that the tussle expect is that by now, as a church, there must have been a public response. If my wife reminds me, I will call the county chairman this night. By now, we should be praying, because if we don't pray, now share with us what you saw.
All right, at around 12:30 p.m. I needed to take a nap. Normally, I didn't plan to actually nap, but the way it happened, I knew that it happens like that when God wants to show me something, because it was quite short. And when I woke up with a sight. I saw that the town was being attacked, and it was not in the suburbs, so it's not the very remote areas. It was the city. I mean, the sight that I saw was that of Ojatito. That's before Akpaki. And it was that there were sporadic shootings. The guys came out, broad daylight, and they were shooting sporadically. People took to their heels. And I was also granted sight into other parts of the city where people were being taken from their houses to be killed. And people had to start running out of their houses for safety.
Okay, so that we can pray. There's nothing to be afraid about. It's just so that we can pray. Twice I've been told, during Ogbomoso praise, you had a ban outside. I hope you know that if we are not in church praying, anybody who is passing does not know that we are doing anything like that. So you find out there's no physical banner outside that looks like there's a special label. It's all part of being cautious. There are already a lot of people, some people are already angry that we are doing what we are doing. Oriomi, have you instructed? So we have water for everybody who feels like, please drink water. Some people fought us this morning because they said that we are just praying and want to kill people. We are starving them of water, and they were telling them to be drinking baba baba baba. That's what he said. So it's not a problem. So there's water. In case you want to bath, there's also water. Am I right? There's also water. You can bath yourself. Anything you want to do with water. But and if you are hungry, please speak to Oriomi. We will make food available. Anything that we need to do to make sure that we are still praying, we will do. Are you with me? If that day comes and we are too tired to pray, we will come down and sit down quietly. But we'll be here. We'll be communicating in our souls. We will fulfill this quota because God will come. Are you with me? Now, so that we can pray. Is there any other person who has had a dream in recent times about an invasion into our city? Okay, please help me pass this microphone from Maiwa to the next. Or do we have another roving one? Oba, please make this thing work. Now. Okay.
Praise the Lord. I think mine was since like around last month. Okay. Is that earlier this month or last month? Like, I saw it was like a student area in Ogbomosho. Like, I saw like people being oppressed and killings are happening. But the person that was, I don't know if it is a spirit or a person, it looks as though nothing can be done to what is happening. Like, to the killings that are happening. Like, and there was fear all over. That was what I saw. There was fear, killings. Students were being disturbed. And it was as though there's nothing that can be done to the person.
What I saw was about 2 weeks ago. I shared with Bro Pelumi. So similar to what Sister Eileen just shared, what I saw was also in a broad daylight. And where I saw was around Sabo. It was like a killing, but it was like macheting. They were killing everybody. And it was as though the plan was to kill everyone. So I saw that I was in a place, like in a house with some people. And it was just that, like, we were waiting for them to come to us and then kill us too. It was like a nowhere to go experience.
Praise God. Like I think 2 nights ago, what I just saw briefly was a dead body decayed on the ground, like on the street. And this morning when I woke up, what came to me was a vision that God showed me like a few months ago and about an invasion happening. And I remember that I shared with my husband, and what he brought again today, like what he said the other day, was that a prayer must be made at the gate of the city as a defense for the city. And the name that came to me was Orilegbo. I don't know whether that's the gate of the city, but that was what came to me. That prayer should be made at the gate of the city as a defense for the city.
Okay, so the house is alive now. That house will be so.
Actually, what I saw was last week. Initially, I didn't understand it, but later on, I started getting understanding about it. So it was like woke up in the morning, and people were like, "Ah, it's a new daylight in Ogbomosho, and it's not a good daylight because the whole atmosphere was red. It was like the blood of people that they killed was so much that the whole atmosphere was red. The sky was deeply red. Everything was not looking normal. There's some people like, what are the students doing in school? Stuff like that. So there was troubles everywhere. It was with the fear that I woke up last week.
So let's do my work. Let's finish here.
I had a dream during while I slept yesterday, lately to this morning. I saw accident, big one, big bloodshed. Then while I was going to church site in the morning, as I want to cross the road at the front of NNPC, I've never saw a vision like that before. I saw all the gates of Ogbomoso with bloodshed. I know everywhere I saw. Even on Daji, I saw this side. I saw Droba, Ikoyi side. I saw Ilewi side. All the gates. I saw bloodshed.
What you are referring to as the gates are the entrances into the town. Have you? Okay. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I saw mine to this morning. I saw that we are in a particular place in Ogbomoso and there was an invasion. So everybody was scattered abroad trying to escape. So bloodshed all around. But it got to a point where even families were being lost. So everybody was just on their own. We can't connect with each other. But it got to a point at a particular junction. I actually saw my mom. So there was a particular bike man into that particular entrance. So when the bike man brought her, we were able to connect back. And few persons around, we were like, okay, we have to escape from the town into another town. That was what I saw.
Praise God. Okay, mine has been for a while now. I saw that AWCN was having an anniversary around G71 here. So we were cooking at the backyard. So these people came, they were putting on rags, they were very dirty, but they were holding spear in their hands. So they just came, sat with us, and the person ordering the cooking was like, okay, let us feed them and all of that. So we gave them food, they had to start with us. And suddenly everything just went off and they started killing everybody. And it seems like they were very much all around here. So they started killing everybody, throwing spears, and they were very, very swift. Very, very swift. So at some point, I saw you, sir, you were like, you should stop killing anybody, everybody, that it should just kill you. But they just lift their eyes away from you and then continue with what you were doing. So everybody was just running, eater, skater, like running all around. I saw my family also from Ibadan and all of that. So everybody was running. Then at a point, there was this man who was also trying to run. And this guy just came from nowhere, then threw his spear and then cut the guy into two. And the last thing the guy said was, oh, thank God, it is over. So that was when I woke up.
Hallelujah. So I had two dreams about chaos. And the first one was around Sabo. So it was just, I saw myself on Broba. And okay, there was this explosion, but it looked as if it was planned. It was a planned tanker explosion. So what they did at first was to make sure there was an hold up. So people congregated around that side. There was just this congregation there. A lot of people were there. And then suddenly, someone who was there with a sort of, maybe a light or a torch or fire. And then the stuff exploded. But the explosion was sort of, maybe because it was a dream, it was sort of slow motion. So as people were trying to move, there were other people that were killing people that were trying to move. The point I woke up was when, I think the fire was touching my leg. I was trying to run away. That's when I woke up. Then the other one was around this, if you are going to Ilorin through the express. So there were a lot of, it was another, like a sort of hold of many tankers. There was an explosion everywhere. It was in daylight, but then it was still, you could sense, like you could feel darkness everywhere. Everywhere was so dense, dark. And then there was an explosion again, and then people were being killed, macheted.
Okay. Now the hands are becoming more. I want us to, okay. Who raised the hand here? Okay, so Maiwa.
Praise God.
Quickly, and then the lady. What's your name? Okay, Happiness. That's the person I spoke with. Okay.
Praise God. 2 days ago, after I finished praying, I was about to go to bed. Then I saw something like a vision, like a dam that is open, but everywhere, as the dam was open, it was full of blood, and everywhere was dark. So I shared it with someone in my hostel, and we prayed, but I keep seeing that thing.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We just want a full perspective. I'm trying to draw a map. So after her, we'll be in prayers. Yes, go ahead.
Praise God. I never wanted to say this, but I was actually, my heart was beating fast and it's still beating fast. So what I saw was this a stainless bucket. It was filled with thick blood. And then it was as if a hand turned it and it kept on pouring. But the interesting part of it was that the blood never finished. It kept on pouring, it kept on pouring. So I could not sleep that night. And what I was just seeing was drops of blood on the floor and everything. Hello.
I had a dream yesterday. So I felt the dream was about me in particular. When this matter was raised up, it flashed back. Then I began to get understanding to it. It was a place around Oluko River that one big is coming to Oluko land that is compulsory for everybody to go. So the place was around Oluko. They made it like an amusement park. And they said specifically they want people with heart problem, and but everybody should be there. So it was whether you want to go or you don't want to go, it was compulsory. So they started mobilizing people, and the hall they wanted to use was inside, like inside the barrack, but the gate, there's a gate, so everybody has to enter. I was reluctant. Then I saw my mom's friend. She was like, "Happiness, what are you waiting for?" Then she took me in her car. Then we moved, we entered. That was when I realized that they wanted to kill people inside that place. They were removing their hearts. That was what they wanted to do. They wanted to kill people. So the moment I entered, there was like, the place was kind of hypnotized that the moment you enter, you begin to feel pain in your chest. So the moment I entered, I felt that pain in my chest that I had to leave. I told her that I'm not going. Then she dropped me by the side. But it was far from the gate. So I had to just crawl outside. I had to look for safety. But the people I ran to, they were not even ready to help. Because it was my friends, I was closer to NTC quarters. I entered NTC quarters. I was asking for my friend's place. I was directed there. I woke up the next morning. Spirits were like, "Why did you take somebody in this kind of situation?" So that was all I saw.
So let Mawa around it.
So it's been a while now. I've been noticing, is it Fulani or Hausa mean walking early in the morning and late in the night? Because I used to go out to do my prayer work around maybe 3 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock, sometimes 6 o'clock. But I don't care, like going late, the day before yesterday, I've been, if I stay outside there, I saw them three, two, like, the Lord, I said I would tell about you when I got home, but I forgot, but it's been, they work two or three. That's the way they are working in under Jesus. Early in the morning and late in the night, sir.
Okay. I've still not heard anything that scares me. I am Makumasi Abaravilaisa. I started having this burden. And it became stronger when all what happened. Because the first night the Lord introduced me to the possibility of an invasion, the picture I saw was a Sunday morning. The invasion came from the side that invasion has been happening from, Abba Aruje side. And the first, it was a Sunday morning. The first attack was here. It took down the church. Killed people. That's what I saw. It was massive. Massive. And then because the church there is separated from the town, the next church is the church at Alade Junction. You know the church. I won't mention the names of the churches. But that was the other church. Took out that place, and some people ran out of that place and started alerting other churches. Every time the church goes to sleep, the enemy will be able to perform their enterprise. There are some things I don't understand, and we are going to pray. I don't understand how that you can be powerful but not understand the purpose of power. The church can stop anything that wants to happen in the earth, and I'm saying that boldly. Anything, any pestilence, any plague, any invasion, the church is that powerful. But why we do not think that we should be about stopping things or allowing things is what I don't know. Even this kingship tussle, the church can settle it in a 1 hour prayer meeting. Well, I was praying as I was speaking. And what the Lord said to me is that we are behind schedule. And so we need more than praying men. We need men who will be sacrificial. We have to raise a sacrifice. And it's not financial. It might still be prayer. But there is the need to pray away from convenience. Heaven must register a sacrifice. Well, during the 200 hours of Gomashop praise, we found out where the gate of the city was. And like my wife was speaking about Orilegbon, the stories show that during the last Fulani invasion, Ilorin was a Yoruba city. It was actually an outpost of the York Kingdom. So when they want to, eulogize the people from Ilorin, the name they mention is Afonja. When that city was overrun, the penetration was designed to go as far as Lagos. The Alafin had to summon warriors in Ogbomoso to mount guard. And the wisdom is that you don't guard in your house. You go beyond your house so that in case they push you back, you arrive at your borders. So the story says that it was at Orilegbon that the warriors mustered a lot of strength, but they were about to be overpowered. So they had to summon a date. That's the story. Well, part of it look fictitious, but I'm going to tell you the story because I've checked online too. They summoned a date, and that date is called the Oba. The same Oba here. If you go to Ilorin by old road, you'll find out that at Orilegbon, there is a plaque. On it is written Odoba. How many of you have seen it before? Ilorin old road. So you may be wondering why Odoba is there on the way to Ibadan and is here. What was said was that Oba, a female deity, entered the ground and became a river around the city. If you check the movements of that river, you'll find out that about 80 to 85% of the city is surrounded by the river. It actually goes round that way and comes out at the Odoba itself and goes back that way. Only a little portion of the town is not covered by that river. That it was what she did. But she asked for a price. And the price is the economy of the town. So it looks as if Ogbomoso thrives only on Lautech, because that was the trade. Take anything you want, but preserve us. And one of the things we said during the last 200 hours is that if we want to shift the economy of the town, we must change our guardians at the gate. The question is, do we have people who have stature? Do we have committed men? In 5 years, the answer is, every man is looking for his own thing. That's where we are. So our gates are largely unguarded. During the 200 hours, we began to trust the Lord. I don't know, were you around? Okay. On one of those days, JD was just back from an Israel trip that time, I remember. So he brought money in euro, in dollars, in pounds. I'm not sure if he brought in shekel, which is the Israeli currency, but there were five foreign currencies that he brought, and he dropped them on the ground beside my seat here, and my assignment was to stand on it and ask that there will be a blast of foreign investment. That car shooting blew the following year. So God answered our prayer too. Blew the following year. Because we began to see white men. We began to see all kinds of things in our visions. I think the harvest of that prayer took people into all kinds of things. But here we are again at the Bomosh. And while all those discussions were going on, what was strong in my heart is that God sent me for a time like this. The narrative will not be that I was in Ogbomoso and this town fell. In 2017, I labored preaching the sermon, the Warrior Church, because I found out that the shape of the church in Ogbomoso is not civilian. If Ogbomoso falls to banditry, falls to kidnapping, falls to this killer man, Southwest is gone. We are the border town. And we are the gate to the Southwest. Well, some people don't want to agree. So the shape of the church here is a gatekeeping church. It's a fighting church. Now, I want you to check how many assemblies are fighting. We have numbers, but we have not entered into the shape. But my Bible gives me encouragement, and that's why we're going to pray. Now, IBK, it's good to see you. The Bible says, Lord, it is nothing with you to save with little or with much. We want to cry out and ask the defender of this city to rise up, not tomorrow, but tonight. We have come to an end of ourselves, and our perception is that the security systems cannot catch up with the depth of penetration. Yes. When you see people walking around the way you are walking around, they are mappers. What they do is to know where to come in through, how to go out. They want to walk every corner to know where every corner leads to, so that they can map entry and escape silently. We want to speak to the Lord and ask him. His name tonight is the defender of Ogbomoso. Can we lift up our voices and ask that he be stirred in our land? Let him be stirred in our land. When we are done with acknowledging him, stirring him, we will give voice to the elements of this of the earth in Ogbomoso, and they will vomit every mortal that has come with an evil intention. Elakamba sabaraba kabodia, maika prashka paliatai, elamo kapabi mando kabande. You are the defender of Ogbomoso, and we ask that tonight you be stirred, that you will rise from your throne, you will rise in your excellencies, you will rise in your dominion, and you will defend. Anamo mabo kabasi balaha lepra pasaba babahai akabaluka balakata efalakamba tabaraka basabalakada ialapola baska prabakatosa emakafa mekapa saka papayata elabraka po kampaila elabakambe la babaidia lepra skapa tekapa mekapahai. Arise and defend. Ifanaila palia santa mamila parales. Ifalabarano masabelante yate.
Arise, You are the defender of Obomoso. We enthrone you. We enthrone you. Aiba Saita Kamba Koma Rata Baba Bakai Equata Banta Afa Kapa Babikat Eila Kamba Bai Kapa. Oh, we enthrone you, God. Iba Saike Kelete Kapaite Anka Papa Loka Papa Ratake Efa Kabeta. Soka babara rekata bahai ikapande le baba kababota apasoka babarata efanta babikai pai ekapapara kapota kapazanta baba ale moshanta papalo elwaka paporata kaponda afana kamba beambakash manta kapesa lepa kapali akaba manta kariatosa. Oh, Bomaso Dore Olua. Yes, in your hands we drop a city. Eya Mashipa Lakeya Tama. In your hands we drop a city. You have blessed us here for such a time as this. And we stand as the voice of the church. And we drop this city in your hands. Ialalata Tahaya. Elabrata Papahanate. Elaman Pambateya. Rata Pasuka Pata. Lepemotai. Panda Farataba. Lepampea Taya. Efanabarata. We drop our lungs in your hands. We drop our people. Every soul in this city. Saved or unsaved. Ialataka Barakode. Retateka Koto Koto Kakakata. Antankaba Baya. Lapro. Lapro. Efarapaka Kobai. Pai Kompala Lata. Apapa Lata. Yeparasata Papaya. Ifalapa. Yes, Lord. If a papa papaya, if a lakandera papakota, as your word not said that whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven, whatever we lose in the earth is loosed in the heavens. Imoshande kameta lekopare barata kimahante. Shada bakanda babakonda adrakabasi papatata lepambela ko laipaka brantai tonight efane pale kandora labashate. We enthrone you as the defender of our city. Aya paletoya labrasha pelata leprambarata babona ampapase palataba rapaka bande ifalanta baria papa kai mosanta ifakaba birako shata. Obomoso is preserved because you are her defender. Imatabayata our borders are defended. Oh God, leboko parakapataya, you are called the Lord of the hosts. Imashata mamana. These children gather together tonight and we place a demand that you will send us angelic reinforcements. Rekeme shaka mamata. Eimaneta. Rapa shata tata. Elaparonta baika. Tonight, HWCL, on behalf of the church in this city, we give you landing ground. Let your angels begin to descend. Rise, let your roar be heard across our borders. Ialabahavande, let the mama rabasata, let the scepter of the wicked not rest upon this land, because you reign. We give you right of ruler. Roboko shakaba, come defend the city. I batame mamosa. In Jesus' name we are prayed. In Jesus' name we are prayed. We are still praying. Listen to me. As I was praying, I drew a straight line. Suddenly in our state, which is a gateway state, we have many vacant thrones. It means that if the diabolic dimension wants to secure cities, there is a functionary that is absent. The throne cannot function right now. And I can give you a list. Somewhere around the residue there is a top class king who is vacant. Maybe it's in Resapa also. In Obumoso here, the throne is vacant. So that facility cannot participate in defense. If you draw the straight line down, what's the next big town? Ikoyi has no king. If you draw that line to the end, where you get to is Igeti has no king. And the one who routes the energies from the center, that's the king in Oyo. Oyo has no king. So at least there are five thrones that cannot participate in defense. Ah, but thy throne, O God. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy throne is a righteous one. Tonight we invoke Anbokai Basaka Bahata. Oh, Sabebebe Konda, let the throne of our God rise to our defense. Church, the story will change from tonight. Amamena Kopala Kabayata. I forget Papanda Pahaya Seta Palakate Eleventa Cabranta Compa Paratai Braca Papasca Papatala Lepa Papanda Efapa Leparato Basibra Hate Pai Emene Conde Paiso Parai Rata Papalante Ama Sabilan Presta Pahai. Oh, Shekamama Komba Sika Parakata Repapa Samba Lapa Papa Anfe Tanda Varara Rakapa Kipa Kamopaha Aya Papa Lapakaya Efekama Kapalato Ekaparoka Paparatata Aifataya. Lord, we superimpose your throne. Defend, defend, defend. Shalaka baka baba baraka afaka mama mama mama. Amen. Revelation chapter 1. Oparaska pa. Yeah. Hallelujah.
the lamp upon the throne, we raise a sound.
No, Rafi Kamba Kekomo is God alone.
He's God and God alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now to the Lamb upon the throne. Let me utter Sata, Babaranta, Babahanda, Baba, 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 is God and God alone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Revelations chapter 1 from verse 5 to 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Now that sounds out of place. The word prince there is actually rendered the principal. That means he's the first of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. The church, amongst its many shapes, and this verse of scripture is given to two shapes of expression: kings and priests. So tonight we want to enter into those expressions. And our ground for functionality is that blood was shed on our behalf. Our cities may be without kings, but they are kings. They are kings. They are kings. I remember those times when we were praying the Bumosho praise. There was one day I was coming through this back, and I was like, Lord, help AWCN. And the Lord said to me, how can I give you a seat? And you're asking for an assembly. It was not a prayer point. It was worship. It was worship. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne. And then I was in Uyo, and Ogbomoso 200 hours flashed in my ears. And I began to pray. And the Lord said, how can you be asking me for a seat when I have gifted you a nation? The last thing that the Apami said to me, he touched my head and removed his hand quickly. He said, two horns just broke out of your head. Your word will be law in this nation and another nation. That's the second time I'm hearing this nation and another nation. The first time I heard was at IPC, Pastor Ijeje. Everyone who has been washed beyond being sons of God, everyone who has come through the ministry of the blood of Jesus is a king and a priest. And the Bible says he hath. It means it's not something in the future. Once the blood becomes effectual, then an establishment happens in the spirit as a king and a priest. We have access to the Father of spirits. That's where our priesthood lies. But we don't just plead. Kings decree. And so tonight, because God, and we'll continue to pray those prayers, because God has been established as the defender of our city, we have come to the acknowledgement that the facilities, the structures that need to make for the defense of our cities is incomplete, because there's no one that is called king in our land. We have superimposed his kingship. Now we want to enter on his behalf to decree the defense of the city.
We refuse to seek our defense. I don't want to waste your time. There is a shrine around the throne, the palace. It's called Ogunjalu. The energy that, now listen to me, the energy that activates Ogunjalu is not in the priesthood in the town, it's kingship. Because many years ago, when the town was invaded, I didn't learn this in books. I have a friend, I think he operates at, he's a pastor, but he works at maybe Parrot or Agility. He's tall like this, Pastor Peter. That's what we call him. He pastors maybe, I think he's new, is in New Era Baptist Church. Down that Ikoyi side. Yeah. He's very deep into history. I was sleeping in Shalom one day, about 3 years ago, or two, shortly before we married. I was lying on the couch, because I didn't want to stay in the room, in the second building. And I saw my spiritual father, the Apostle Solomon. I saw the door open at about 5 a.m. And he walked into the room, tapped my shoulder, and said, "Follow me." We walked in the air. We walked literally over the city and got to Ogunjalu. And he opened the door of the place and showed me that on the ground, there were two wooden covers, like covering holes. And what he did was to lift up the covers. And then what I saw was like we went back in time. And what I saw was an invasion. And when the king had nothing to give, he offered up his two children. I saw a male child, I saw a female child, and then they covered them. As they began to scream, certain beings began to rise and secure the city. Well, there's no king to activate that thing now. And in case you tell somebody to go there, you see, the spirits know the king. Because the king has been brought into their fellowship. That's why he can unlock those things. I'm saying now, Ogunjalu cannot be effectually steered. The functionary that is licensed to steer it is not in town. During the corona, I was praying. And then me and JD, we came to an agreement that the only way to protect the city is to hide the city inside ourselves. Because JD asked me, "Can the coronavirus attack you?" I said, "Not from here." He said, "Not even him." He said, "So if we are safe, let's drop Obomoso inside us. If he can't touch us, it won't touch the city." And I was sharing with the pastor how we're praying. The pastor said, "Yomo, Yeman Daraila Musa. We want to log Bebo Ugo Jalu." It's a pastor that told me that they have offered sacrifices to those children. Their sounds have been heard in the spirit. Well, who will bear the sacrifice now? There's a gap. There's a gap in the occultic defense system of our city, and the church must rise. If you make money now and you can't keep your life, people will spend what you have gotten. It's a pity. It's a pity. Some of us don't have prophet in front of our names. 2 years ago, we labored for territorial preservation. That time, banditry was unknown to the southwest. And people said, "No, this guy is just looking for trouble. He's just busy people. He has young people that he can command and is wasting their time." What there? We announced that time that apart from the main roads that enter the southwest, there are roads in the bushes. And technology has proved that there are roads that Kano to Bomosho is not 14 hours. It can be done in about 6 hours. The herdsman does not travel 14 hours. So he knows how to link from the back and come out around Kishi, Igboho, and enter into southwest. It takes him lesser time. They were the old trade routes. Now they have become grazing routes. Have you heard that word in government before? They are now the grazing routes. They are shorter distances. Does the train travel through our routes? The train follows a straight line. And so, if our trains were as fast as cars, you will arrive by train faster than by road. But some people know those routes. And while men slept, they penetrated everywhere. We are where we prophesied 2 years ago, because people did not heed the warning. Tonight, we want to speak as kings. Every land is at the mercy of four elements. And I'm not teaching anything occultic. The people who want to invade us will drink water. The people who want to invade us will walk the earth. The people who want to invade us will breathe our air. The people who want to invade us will be warmed by the heat that we produce. That's the fire. So there are four elements of the earth. We want to ask as kings, his kings, because he's king of kings. It means God will not rule over Ogbomoso by himself. He will rule by a stooge. He will rule by a regent. And those regents are in this building tonight. We want to decree that the four elements of the earth will be roused to fight these invaders. They will not walk no longer from tonight. Walk the grounds in Ogbomoso successfully. Let the earth in our city fight. Now, can somebody get me some little bit of sand? Just get me sand. Somebody, quickly. Get me sand from the road. In the name of Jesus. Now, somebody's wondering why I'm doing what I'm doing. These prophetic actions have become necessary because the battle has started. We are not prepared. When we were serving in Maiduguri, I remember our last state conference, we had a minister from Jos. By the mercies of God, she pastors Jos Christian Missions. This is good enough. Jos Christian Missions. You can Google her up. Her name is Pastor Esther Ibanga. She was ministering on one of those evenings, I think the second day, and then suddenly she stood for like 2 minutes. She was remembering something. And she remembered that she became orphaned in the city of Maiduguri. And that this conference was the first time she was returning back to Maiduguri after she was orphaned. How was she orphaned? That was a religious surprise. Her dad was an Anglican priest. And on her way back from school, they had to take them through a corner because of the uprising. And when she turned the curve, she saw her father's head on a pole. They cut the head, put a stick inside it, and the head was dripping. That's what she saw. The vision flashed back. And so she placed a demand like I placed this in. Took the sand in her hand, lifted it up to God, and announced judgment. Even the Shehu of Borno died in 7 days. That whole land lost about 8 kings in 6 days. Our invaders will not fly into our city. They walk on the earth. And tonight we want to ask God that the earth will not be comfortable for them to walk. We employ the elements of creation to fight them. Yes. We employ the elements of creation to fight them. We are your kings, O God, and we give instructions, commands to the works of your hands, that the earth in Ogbomoso will not be walkable for those that seek to cause bloodshed within our walls. Sabrandia Koria Bakatos. From a yekori, se komi makabarate kesute, enfe kambe kaibarakosa. Yes, this earth becomes impossible for invaders, impossible for kidnappers, impossible for killers. Kaiba taparakata, efalakomba raketete, zaimako manka babarakados. Our air becomes impossible to breathe. It fights. Ogbomoso air, we give instructions to you. You will no longer sustain invaders. Leporasa tapa paranotataya.
Ilapanande kabrande kapai. The oxygen in this town becomes toxic to the enemies of the town. I am alabanava shibarana toya. Fenani na fale kava. Oh, our work has become poisonous to you. Our work has become poisonous to you. From taps, from borehole systems, from rivers, from streams, from wells, from brooks. Tonight we stand in the order of Moses and we give instruction to the waters of a land. Become toxic, become poisonous to those that seek to overrun us. We are not kingless, we are many. I am Amarataba. Feimanate Panda Paletaba Blesta Paratonda Afan Lepamatela Lepran Sabramborata Kapa. Oh, Sekapa Paparatilasa. We stir up the fire, the flames in the city. Shiparata Lababa Handabahos. Ifatabe Mapelan Falanate. Rapa sapa palata manate, ifala papa rateba na baka kaba, baitam brate palata, o rata pateta. The fire in Obomoso, the waters in Obomoso land, the air in Obomoso land, the sand, the earth in Obomoso begins to rise up to fight these invaders. There will be no survivors if they don't repent. There will be no survivors if they don't repent. And we decree that within our borders, their enterprise will be futile. It will be futile. It will be futile upon our streets, over our homes, over our city. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, Shabrana Nabarato Shataya. Levran Halilasha Le Kaparakonda Ase Mantelebrahai. Ah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We'll leave this sand on this altar as a memorial to God. That the earth in Obomos also remembers that she has been deployed as a weapon of defense. Anyone that walks upon her with the mind to waste her people. Anyone that walks upon her with intentions to cause bloodshed will be evicted. Will be evicted. Yes. The land becomes toxic. Ile idie wo fun awon tai lui. Ni oruko Jesu Christi. Ile idie wo fun awon tai lui. Ile idie wo fun awon tai lui. Ategun ilu idie wo fun awon tai lui. Omi ilu idie wo fun awon tai lui. Ina ilu idie wo fun awon tai lui. And in the name of Jesus, standing as a representative of the company of the saint, I decree that every worship center is secured. Oh, arise, O Lord, strike. Just play. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Sakaga. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, oh Lord, arise. One more time. Arise, peace, oh Lord. And let your
enemies be scattered around.
Oh Lord,
let your enemies be scattered around. For you have given unto us as a house this land for an inheritance. No devil tribes here. Abba. No devil tribes here. Sapala papa kahada. The sons of wickedness will not perform their enterprise here. We serve you and not is in the spirit. Ilewadie wafun yo. Ekomo sakaba mi bahaya. Sikibanata brakanda babo basila makabileba. In the name of Jesus, I will lead us to worship for 10 minutes. For 10 minutes, because we want to raise a sacrifice of praise. But God has told me what sacrifice I must give. Yes, what He has done is that He has monetized a sacrifice right now, and I will not give it. As a church, I will give as a man. I'm not saying you should give whatever He tells you to do, but He just named the price here now, and it means that He will provide it today. It will be my sacrifice for the preservation of a city. He will receive it. That's what He told me. So you can sleep with your two eyes closed. We have seen it, but it will not happen. The Living Faith Church in Ogbomoso. Where's Victor? Is he in church? He's not around. The Living Faith Church in Ogbomoso will not weep. Yeah. I want you to say it loud. Yeah. RCCG, Jesus House, will not weep. Yeah. And you see, even here in AWCN, all of our services are services of preservation. Yeah. Now, No son of the devil will walk this land successfully. Yeah. Those people you used to see around, they will fade. Yeah. It's only the church that does not know the power of the earth. Have you not seen two people contending for business? And then somebody comes, he sees nothing, but he steps on sand. And then he becomes sick for long. He can't come to work again. You've not heard those stories. Some of you have had relatives whose legs became swollen and became bedridden. Not because elephantiasis happened, but because elephantiasis is actually a mirror of an original spiritual mechanism. And to me freely. If we occasion smoke here, even those who have accurate respiratory systems, if I fleet insecticide inside this place and we leave you there, you will pass out. The air in our city from tonight, and our radius is from a year corner. It goes far around the city, and we close it after that Oba River. That's our width of influence.
God knows the measurement, and from this building, the radius is cast in a cycle. And we decree that the sounds of the oppressor will no longer be heard within our walls. Whoever gave them license by sacrifice tonight, that license is revoked. The absence of a throned man in our city that has opened our walls to marauders tonight is accounted for. Because a church rises, a church of kings. Oh. Baba ye Jackie Jo Barrette Baba ye Jackie Jo Barrette
Asherebe
Oh Amamo Masabara Payaba Man, Shalambra Honda Bata Baba.
Mare.
Mahada. Preserved. Gather yourselves together, but you shall be broken to pieces. Guard yourself for war, but you shall be broken to pieces. Give ye all ye aliens, but you shall be broken to pieces. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. Take counsel, and it shall come to naught. For God is with us. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, and there is no divination against Israel. For concerning Jacob, indeed Israel, it shall be said. See what the Lord has done. Oh, now we understand the demand for consecration. Ayakab, akarakoma kabahata. Ekabakaba salabakaruba rabo sababatada. Lord, for the saved and the unsaved in this city, we decree, and it is established tonight, that not one will fall to the sword of a maruda. Abrahalibekoma mantabarabihasa. For we shall go forth at dawn, and when we return to our homes, we shall take stock of everyone, and all will be missing. Tonight we decree an umbrella of preservation over the lands of Obomoso and Abokaba. To this end was I sent. to this end was this house raised. In for this day of warfare, we understand the times, we understand our shape, and we forbid invasions.
Oh, we declare your majesty. Oh, we declare your majesty. We declare Elia la la mamo Sanda Brahanda Boreliata Sanda Baba Baba Madelanete Sopre Banara Rabanano Asylum in a Mama Mama Eka Prataka Paso Salambera Bibata Ranta Baba Bomata Aya 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 O Selemo can press the Polatata O Poma Sa Avakaminoria Stabenoni We declare
Your Majesty,
Obama Shaw is your territory.
Your Majesty,
hey.
Your Majesty,
Jesus, it's your Majesty.
Your Majesty,
Obama Shaw is your territory.
Your territory.
Our lands are your territory.
Obama Shah is your territory.
Your territory. We declare your majesty. Thank you, Father. You may please be seated. Thank you. So tomorrow morning we'll be back here. We'll keep raising the crowd. Please, if you are cleaning, leave our sound here. I will increase the quantity progressively. It's not witchcraft. That's how our Father strived. We believe that this is the most spiritual place in this building. That's why it's the altar. There was a time we wanted to put our altar on that side there so that people would just sit facing, we'll have a wide strewing area. But the Lord insisted
and it should be here. It could have been in anywhere. We could have put it in a corner so that we'll have more sitting. But it's here. And so we want to leave the sound of this city in front of him. Let him watch it even when we are not here. And let him ensure that every other, the replication of this sand. Yes. The air in this land is upon the sand. The water has fellowship with the sand. Let the fellowship of the elements of this earth in this city. Let him rise to secure the city. No human being saw Cain when he killed Abel. But the earth kept the record. Every journey those guys have made in trying to map the land was supervised by the earth. Sherry, Ilya, Bomasha, Nigbaboti. What I was sharing a few days ago, the reason why David cursed the mountains of Gilboa was that they were designed, creation is designed to rise in defense. When Israel was passing through the Red Sea on what? Dry ground. The Bible said that when the chariots, because if you are walking 3 million men, there will be people who have 4 children, who have 3 children. So she's carrying 2 or carrying 1. The husband is carrying 2. And then there's a toddler that is still walking. It means it will take long before they pass. I don't know how long the river is or the crossing was. It meant that if a man was on the best chariots, because Pharaoh must have had the best chariots in the land. It was Egypt was where civilization started. So their technologies were very good from the beginning. They will have caught up with walking men. But it was impossible. Because the earth upon which they walked reacted. The Bible makes us understand that dry sand became to them like muddy ground. So the wheels of their chariots were caught. Even the earth cooperated with their deliverance. You will see those things again. What we are doing is priesthood. The understanding that we are not only giving our mouths and giving muscles to win. Even the elements will cooperate with us. I can show you many places in scriptures where physical elements. If you study the book of Job, you will find out that beyond guns and cutlasses, there are storehouses that God has loaded in heaven. One of them is called the storehouses of hail. And in physical battles, God used it. Let me show you something in scriptures. Because we're about to relive scriptures.
Ebenezer. Ebenezer, my help. Ebenezer. Ebenezer. Ebenezer, from the depths of your heart. Ebenezer, my help has come. My help has come.
Samuel chapter 7. Let me show you something. It's the day of the priest. Can you permit me to read from verse 1? And the men of Kirjath Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord. So it was a day of spiritual recovery. Fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark. Is this the one I want? Yes. To keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Strange person is. Maybe I should put up an instruction here quickly. When somebody says that he's following you, he says that you are his father, and chooses your service times to be calling you, it means that person is not a follower. Are you with me? So people who claim, and I'm saying this, are we streaming? People who claim that they are part of the house, and they used to call on Sunday at 4:50. They're not part of us. We are not impressed. I don't know who this person is, but if he's streaming, let him know that his assignment is on a wrong assignment. How can we be praying for 40 days and you're calling the middle of the prayer? It means you are not one of us. When I finish, I will block him. Are blocking. The other time I was meditating in prayer before we came to the meeting, the same person interrupted me. It's on assignment. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only. He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. So, what Samuel was putting up looks like our set of prayers. And what we want for our nation is deliverance. But it must come by true repentance. Are you with me? It must come by a reconsecration to the Lord. So we're like in the shape of Samuel and the children of Israel. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam. And that's what we've been praying. Circumcised, cut off wrong life. And Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. So the final thing he was supposed to do was to release the prayer of preservation. Because like I said in the morning, circumcision is one of the bridges into God's preservatory expressions. So, like my sister Happiness said, that there was a meeting. And it was like a first garden. It's not the first time they're going to have that kind of meeting. This meeting too happened here. It was a harmless meeting by the man Samuel. Gather to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. Verse 6, and they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord. Let me not go into that, because it is one of their rites of worship. It was the recovery of the final event of the Feast of Tabernacles. I think it should be the Feast of Tabernacles. It was of this act that Jesus cried out, "Ho ye that thirsteth, let him come to the waters. It's called the rites of pouring. I've shared on this subject before. It was a prayer meeting. How many days did we have that time? Was it last year? Maybe 70 days or something days. There was a long prayer meeting we had. 70 hours or probably. Everybody was. Who remembered that prayer meeting? There was, yes, towards the end of the year, we had this long set of days. Yes, it was long. It was almost like 70-something days. 72, 73. We finished when we closed for the year. It was like 73 days. Yes. And one of those days, I was teaching on those three rites. The rites of the pouring. Someone should be there. The rites of... What did I call it? It had to do with them putting sheaves together and then they light it to symbolize the preservatory dimension that God occasions by the pillar of fire and then the opening of the gates, the eastern gate. So, the Bible said Samuel poured water before the Lord and fasted on that day and said, "We have sinned against the Lord and Samuel, children of Israel, in Mizpah." Verse 7. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, they could not attack them when they were scattered. They waited till they would come together so that if we kill now, we will waste men. Like Pelumi's vision. Explosion. Everybody trying to run for cover. And then they meet a gun, they meet a machete. The lords of the Philistines went up against Israel, and when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. I know some people in this building are afraid. I can smell it. Some of you are trying to run away home. The only safe place in this country is where God is. In the shadow of your wings, I know I am safe. In the shelter of your wings, I find relief. You will hold me and you guide me with your righteous hand. I find rest, peace of mind. In the shadow of your wings, that's where we are safe. That's where we are safe. One Daddy Akwami called me 2 mornings ago. He said, "Man of God, I want to appreciate you for, with all the things in the country, you still the sacrifice to come for our meeting." I say, "Sacrifice." The presence of God is not designed to be stagnant. The moving presence was pioneered in the wilderness. When the cloud stays, you stay. When the cloud moves, you move. To run away from the cloud will not be safety. Pastor Shelton Coker was on Sunday trying to give an example or a graphic example. He said probably, you know, they don't know when the cloud will move. So you can be sleeping. And then you look around and see everybody has woken up. They are packing. May you even see them packing. Because I'm sure that they will have certain sentries whose job was not to watch for the invading forces, whose job was to monitor the cloud. That once the cloud moves, they will blow a bugle. May you not sleep that night. Because the possibilities of a man who exists far away from the cloud are very slim. His chances of survival are like 1 over 1 million. He's likely to end up a dead man. He now give us example. He said, you know that when some people go to the toilet, they sit on the throne. You know what the throne is in the toilet. And they are just enjoying themselves. Maybe there are some people who used to watch, if not for this snake attack now. Some people used to use hours. They are just enjoying themselves. The whole place is not smelling well, but they are happy. That if there's somebody like that who is whistling away with earpieces singing, and he hears movement, he will not remember to clean up. If you stay too long, the throne can create a snake. Because our security is where he is. I'm saying you can live in the, you can walk in the valley of the shadow of death. But the psalmist says, I will fear no evil. Not because I'm smart, but thou art with me. You need to, what's your name, man? Eniola, this is Esther, could I know your name now? You need to ask the Lord, are you with me? Lord, I know I'm trying to be with you. But are you with me? So that if it's not with you, you ask him, what should I do so that you'll be with me? Because if it's with you, forget. Forget. Sometimes when I travel, I see flashes of attacks. He's here. As a relationship some time ago, I shared the story once here. We traveled from Jos. From Joso. We now got to Ilorin around 10:30 in the night. Should we stay? Should we not stay? Oh, we're not married, so we can't look for somewhere to stay. And we don't have too much money. Let's come to Boma Shop. We went to the motor park at General in Ilorin, and they told us there's no vehicle. Go to this other place where they used to enter Solem. Odota. When we got to Odota, the garage people were already going home at about 11:05 thereabout, 11:05, 11:10. And they told us we can't vouch for any vehicle that comes now. So look for somewhere to stay in the lorry. And as they left, at about 11:20, a bus turned. It was coming from this side. And then turned and said, Bomoshop. The first thought that came to my heart was, we cannot vouch for any bus that comes now. But the young lady said, we're almost home. I said, okay, enter the bus. So we enter. And then we're about maybe 6 or 7, about 7. The bus moved, almost got to airport. And then 3 men, hefty men, entered the bus. They did not wave the bus. It was the bus that stopped. Because we didn't see men. It was when he stopped that they came out of the bush and entered. One of them had a bag. These rice bags. But by my spying, there were cutlasses. So they were either hunters of animals or hunters of men, but they were hunters. And you know the way we sat, you know there's one free seat at the one foldable seat in a bus. All of them manned the foldable seat, so there was no way to run out of that bus. This lady I traveled with, we were still contemplating, should we get married or you not get married? She had her eyes somewhere else and she liked that other person. It was that night that she decided she would marry me, even though she didn't marry me. Somebody was afraid. I saw one guy's lips moving. He was reciting Psalm 91. Now, these guys had not done anything, but one of them didn't even wear a shirt. It was just trousers. some of you don't like yourself. You don't know that there's value over your life. People like Pastor Rium, sometimes he will leave Lagos at 6. So I'm on my way to Bomoso. People like Evangelist Oba. Oba will leave Ibadan at 7. So I'm on my way to Bomoso. When you understand the value heaven has placed on your life, you will not give the enemy a chance with such kind of unreasonable journey. I'm not abusing you, but that journey is unreasonable. If you know that generations are tied to you, you will not live your life in the hands of a driver who cannot see in the night. Some of those cars don't have light. You just be following another one. Well, it was old road that time. We passed a year corner and we moved. I think the next town is Ote. Or is it Ote, then Gbemi, then that car, the what was palpable in that bus was fear. But you know, I did the mathematics. What's the distance between Jos and Ilorin? He's far. We left at 6 a.m. and we got there that night like that. So my consciousness was, can he preserve from Jos and abandon me in Ilorin? I felt sleepy. I tried sleeping a little, but the fear was too much. So I began to speak in tongues. My tongues was not to help my confidence. It was to help people in the car to know that God is still here. At least it's not natural to speak in tongues. So if somebody can still do it, it means he still has some little God. That young lady had never heard that before. She doesn't even like me touching her. She said, don't touch me, I win the relationship. That night, she held my hand like this. It was as though this guy will disappear in a few minutes and I don't want to be left here. So I looked at her. You're afraid. You're afraid. Let me help you. So I began to bring scriptures and I was reading them loud so that she will hear and those other people will hear. And I found out the word of God is quick. It's quick. It's quick. As the scriptures were coming, I began to feel the fear thermometer lose essence. Was going down. As we were approaching Bemi, the guy at the edge, because we were sitting beside the engine, we had balanced our leg on that thing as though we were in our father's house. Everybody's leg now was on the ground. The guy said, driver, stop us here. We're not going again. The driver said, stop us here. But that's not where he said you are going, so I knew they were together. Stop us here. When you are coming back, that's what they said. When you are coming back, we will join you. It means they likely will still waylay another group. So the men dropped, pulled their bags and dropped, and we moved. People now started ventilating. See, when we got to Bomosho, the lady looked at me and said, I know that guy that I want to marry. If he was here now, he would have peed in his trouser. See, but where did you get that confidence from? So our decision to get married to me that time was not because I had money. But God was with Joseph. Even in the prison, God was with Joseph. May God be with you. Amen. May God in this season be with you. Amen. May God be with your families. Amen. If there is anybody connected to you, saved or unsaved, I ask that by the mercy of God, God will be with them. Amen. And over the land of Obomoso, as one license to speak in this land, I decree in the name of Jesus, Obomoso land, hear the word of the Lord. God be with you. Holy Ghost. They have not even allowed me to enter into where I'm going. Okay. We still have some little time. Because I want us to continue from where we aborted in the morning. But this is important. As we journey, God will begin to entrust us with burdens like the one we have this evening. It's proof that we're already entering partnership. We're already entering the prophetic intercessory phase where we can come and have plans. And God will interrupt it freely. So be prepared. We're in verse 7. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And instead of Samuel crying, what Samuel did was that he took a suckling lamb. Can somebody help me find the word suckling in scriptures? Because the sacrifice is gifted an adjective. It's gifted an adjective. It's the way sacrifices are calibrated. Oh yeah, help me. What is suckling? In your Bible, if you have a lexicon, was it defined? Okay, it means it was a lamb that was still breastfeeding. Am I right? Am I wrong? Don't use a. Did you use dictionary? A lexicon. Okay, so what it took was a lamb that was still suckling. Invariably, what it took was an animal that was calibrated in innocence. So it means you can't take a blood sacrifice for this one. You can't take something that has guilt inside it. Innocence. Me praying for meal, I must do that my sacrifice this night. It's a financial giving. It must happen this night. And God will provide it this night. The reason why I have confidence is that my father Abraham, when God told him to sacrifice on the mountain, God told him, he told the boy, when he said, see stick, see fire, but there is no lamb. He said, God will provide not for us, but for himself. The one who will receive the sacrifice will provide for himself the sacrifice. So God will provide it tonight, and a land will be saved. Ah, thank you, Father. This is where Christianity becomes interesting. Thank you. And he offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. And the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. So they didn't move by the offering. But come here together. The Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines. How many of you know that thunder is potent? Eh? Do you know that Yorubas used to send thunder and lightning to people? It's not a good experience. Though. If lightning hits a man, it's like an 11,000 kVA cable and lights upon that man. There's no recovery. There's no resuscitation. The person becomes black instantly. I saw one in Sabo, 2012. I was walking on the left side of the road. It was raining. And I felt in my spirit to cross. So I moved. Huh? May you move when he stares you. I had no reason to change sides, because normal walking on the road, they are supposed to be walking facing the oncoming vehicle. But now I was supposed to cross to a side where what is coming behind me. It didn't take 3 minutes. There was a shout. One of those 11,000 kVA cables coming from a lorry broke, landed on two guys. They were roasted instantly. Not too far from that Faith Link guy. That's opposite KMK. They died instantly. These guys too just crossed. But it was like, people were saying, I was shivering where I was because I was thinking, what if I did not move? And I had no reasonable reason to move. Anything by me more, Kitobe. You don't know that song? Many keys, Sunara. I can't remember the rest of the song. But Mama, where chase you by me? What's the beginning of the song? You are like us. One more time. Those are our songs. Those are our songs. What church do you go to? CAC. Okay, it means that those songs are still preserved in CAC. May God give you understanding. God thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines. God killed some. And then the other ones, the prey or the predator, suddenly became the prey. They pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came to Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer. Saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Ebenezer actually means stone of help. But that stone of help was established because thus far hath the Lord helped us. In this city we will set up a memorial that we saw darkness coming, a cloud seeking to invade our town, but the cloud did not arrive. Yes. And we'll raise a monument. As I was praying the other time, the Lord told me, son, remember that that edifice is called an ark of preservation. It will keep men in the faith. It will also keep a city secured. Yes. It will be a place where those that will secure the city, another set of warriors now in Christ, not in the occult, will rise from. It's an ark of preservation. And we will have life to complete it. We will have life to fellowship in it. It will be like an Adullam. Mutant men will rise from that place. And like Jesus showed me, men will come from nations to come and learn how to secure their cities. Because one of the things that that building will be known for is how to raise intercessors on territorial dimensions. Yes, when we get there. They will come from Ghana, they will come from Cameroon, they will come from South Africa, some of them will come from Europe. You don't believe. There's a reason why he put me here. It's because the world will come here. They will come and learn how to take darkness away from cities and keep it. He will keep his word. So, I'm not dying now. Are you? I will have fainted. Unless I believed that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. So this sand here is a memorial before the Lord. It's like our own Ebenezer. Behold it. Let it be impossible for the sons of wickedness to walk through our land. And keep your confession going. Keep it going. Wake up in the morning. Speak coverings over yourself, over your families. And take responsibility for the areas that you live in. Plead the blood of Jesus. Don't go, as you get home tonight, go around your compound and plead the blood of Jesus in covering. In covering. Don't go to bed without it. Please plead the blood of Jesus covering your homes. If you have parents elsewhere, siblings elsewhere, cover them where they are. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. This morning we began to pray from Joshua chapter.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the Jew, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.